All right, beauties, it's your last time.
One more, no more, how do you feel?
I feel fine. Today? I feel fine today. Just want us to play well. I just want us to play well and play hard for the fans and play for the right reasons for each other. And you know, the last couple of games have been a little bit difficult to coach, but you know, I'm happy that at least our guys have played. I mean, I've been in situations and seen situations, and sometimes that's watching games where at the end of the year where nothing matters. It's tough to watch the games, you know, but I think for the most part our guys have been pretty good. So I'm thankful of that. I just want us to finish on a good note. No, I don't think he's in the game. I don't think Jones will be in the game, possibly, but it'll be a game time decision. Farsi's not in the game. No. Okay, that's all you could muster after 81 games. You want me to guys ask you guys questions? You want me to tell you stories, or what would you like? Stories? I got a lot of stories. You know what, I think, and it's funny, I was thinking about that yesterday, is the one thing that I've liked about our goaltending, including Pavlik and Mason, both of them, is that as far as consistency goes, they've been a measure of consistency. Pretty good, you know. I have not really worried much about the goaltending, and that's, you know, Wade Flaherty doing the job he did as well, but and Pavlik, and they've been fairly consistent. That's been a pretty constant thing in our game. You know, I'm trying to block out that Philly 9-8 game because that's the next question you guys will ask. But for the most part, it's been pretty consistent. It's pretty good, you know. And that's hard to – you don't usually get that on a team. And I've had teams before where you've hit bumps and it's like, oh, can somebody? We've been good. Been pretty good this year.
On that topic, is your goals against higher than what you thought it might be?
Yeah, there's. If you're asking me that question, there's disappointments, yeah, because penalty killing is one, goals against is another, you know, and that'll be a bone of contention for me, you know, because I pride myself on defending, and I like to think that our teams defend, and when I look at the things, and we have to reassess everything this week, and that'll be one of the areas that we look at and say, how come, you know, are we just not good enough? Because there's a reason. You can't give up 240 goals and think that over the course of 82 games, the end numbers are what you are. And that includes everything, whether it's plus, minus. Like sometimes players think, well, I'm a minus player. Over the course of 82 games, you're a minus player. That's what you are. And I've always believed that. So if you're minus 28, it's because you're not a very good defender. Over 82 games, it plays itself out to be what you are. And that's, you know, I hang my head on that. And all the numbers, whether it's goals against or all of it, that is what you are. And that's what you got to sort out. How do we get better?
Goals against seem to really go up over the last 15 games or so. As you guys score more goals, is there a relationship there?
Yeah. You know, you get more offense and you give up more, you know. You have to. It's like St. Louis. You know, St. Louis play a good team game. They don't score much, but they don't give you much, but they win. And that's the balance. If you want to win in the end, you give up personal gratification for the sake of the team. And it's easy to say that. I take it St. Louis for an example, but, you know, they've got good one-on-one players. They've got some pretty good pieces, you know. But they work hand in hand. To me, it's the goal differential that you deal with. That's really what you deal with. That's what you have to deal with. That's, to me, is where it lies.
Well, I know it wasn't very long ago, but has it changed in your mind? A lot of people talk about how it's not called as closely now. Has it changed from your perspective last time you were in the NHL coaching and this year?
Has what changed?
The style of play and what it takes.
No, I don't think a whole lot. I don't think it's pretty much the same. I think the game always evolves. That's what's the beauty of it. Like, even coaching, like, that's the best part of it. It evolves. I try to stay ahead of it, and I think all the coaches try to stay ahead of it and kind of lead it, you know. But that's the beauty of the game. I think it's not changed too much, but, you know, when you look at the game, you're trying to find offense. I mean, I remember doing a clinic last summer about creating offense in today's game, and I would do it completely different 8 months. Because 8 months later, because first of all, I was in the American League with the Moose, and it hasn't really changed too. It hasn't changed too much. My thoughts have really changed a lot. I look now and I think, whew, I would redo that clinic in a heartbeat. It's a lot different now how to create offense. It's an interesting topic, but in today's game. And, how would it change from the clinic? Well, it's just as simple as you want to get. To me, offense gets created. You can do all the things you can do. And I watch teams over 82 games, and I watch opponents, and I study, and I do all things. At the end of the day, offense is created from penetration, and penetration comes from getting pucks to the net. It's that simple. And it's not the shot that creates the offense. It's the secondary play. That's what you have to focus on. That's the focal point. For me, it's not the shot. It's everything after the shot. It's getting the defenders to face their goalie. It's getting them confused. It's getting them covering two guys covering one that frees up another guy. That's what it all comes down to. As simple as it sounds, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but as simple as it sounds. I think that part of it gets ramped up. Yeah, there's some areas where I can see clearly what we have to get better at. And when you look at the, like if you're talking about creating offense, you got to be a good one-on-one player. If you have good one-on-one players, you'll get more offense. And if you make good one-on-one players responsible, you'll get both. But that's the key. Yeah, you know what, and that's funny, I was thinking about that the other day as well, is that I think that when you look at growth is measured in different increments, and it all depends what growth is to each individual. Like, you'll look at growth one way, I'll look at it a different way, another fan will look at it a different way, and people will make their own assessments. Our organization will do the same internally, and I look forward to that this summer, or in the next little while. But when I look at the value of our team and how I look at our group and stuff, there's some areas where I think we're heading on the right track, and that's what's most important to me, is we're on the track at least, because if I had been sitting here in November, I would have thought, man, that's hard to get on this track here. We're all over the place, But I see us with a lot more clarity today than I did back then. And I think that some players have had good years, but I don't think you can measure the improvement of players by statistics. Some people will. Some people will say, this guy got 25 goals, this guy got 20 goals, this guy got 30 goals, and that, therefore, he is really improved. I don't look at it with the numbers. I look at it from a coaching standpoint. And there are guys that don't have the numbers to back up, but to me, there's tremendous growth in them. And that's what I see a little bit more. And that's what I'll see more clearly as I move forward. Within the next month, I'll have things sorted out pretty well. And I at least that's what makes me, a lot of things makes me happy to a degree, thankful to a degree, is that we got some good guys with some good attitudes, and I think we're on the right track. And I'm hoping that we can progress from that. And what does progression mean? Well, you guys will dissect that all summer, But that will be the deal. What is progression? Does next year mean we get 92 points? What happens next year if we get 75 points? Are we moving forward or are we moving backwards? That's all interesting stuff. Because how do you, people talk about, just blow it up. How do you do that? Players don't fall off trees. You either got to make them, or you got to develop them, or you got to do something. You got to find a way to, And in the market we're at, we want to get better. And I'm going to want to get better next year. I'm not happy with whatever we end up with. If it's 85 points or whatever it is, I'm going to want to get to 90 96 and 97, and I'll be sounding like a broken record, and you guys, I won't be talking to anybody next year. You guys won't even be in here.
So players improve points aren't necessarily advancements, but teams aren't necessarily. You can't measure a team's advancement by its points necessarily. Or can you? That's one you guys got to run.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. You can a little bit. I think that's the world we live in. And we are judged by success to us is playoffs. That's it. And for me, I wouldn't sit here and say, hey, we've been really successful this year. We don't measure ourselves that way. Success is playoffs. And I can say all the nice things I want, and in my mind I can justify my existence and say this and that. At the end of the day, it's disappointment, because we have a target, and the target was 96 points, and the target was the playoffs, and we didn't make it. And so it lies right there. It's black and white for me. I will not be happy until we make the playoffs. And that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be the same next year. And I'm going to be going hard at it next year. I'm going to be miserable like you've never seen. All right, guys, always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.